If wisdom shall enter into thy heart, and knowledge please thy soul, counsel shall keep thee, and prudence shall preserve thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, I wish to speak a little bit about the education of children. We are indeed thankful, dear faithful, that we hold the Catholic faith by the mercy of God. I personally have been privileged to meet with many Catholics who have told amazing stories of their struggle to retain the faith. Some knew when the changes happened, and for this, there was no hesitation in the decision to follow tradition. And for others, it was a turning point of their lives, amidst the many who went along with the changes in the liturgy. These ones took the lonely path of the true faith. Everyone sacrificed something for the faith. Every one of you who were around at that time educated yourself and was able to see the difference. You made the right decision, and your children gained from you the faith. For those who were quite young at that time, you have a lot too to thank your parents for, in most cases, for preserving the faith for you, of course, always supposing the grace of God. Many of you have to learn so as to teach your children as well. The danger was always that they would lose the faith, and so you did everything to preserve it in your children. Today, however, we still have the old danger of loss of faith, but there is also a new and an added danger which is no less threatening. This is a danger that the children might grow up with the faith, but with little else in terms of maturity and intellect. Many families, though traditional in principle, do not try hard enough to shield their children from the corruptive influence of the world, especially when it comes to the mass media, that is to say, the TV and the video games and so on. Many children from such families hurry through their chores and schoolwork so that they can have plenty of time to play the video games or watch television. In the early days, when most young people wanted to study, you could hope at least that peer pressure would make a young person to be ashamed to waste time in such idleness. But in these days, one is even praised if he can break a record in games. And people even buy special computers in order to play such games. I once heard of a young boy who died because he spent 40 hours at a stretch playing video games. And even in those families where such things are not permitted, there remains a danger that the children might grow up not thinking in the proper Catholic way. And it is with these problems in mind that I have decided today to talk about children's education. We recall that there are two purposes in marriage. The first is the procreation and education of offspring, and this is the primary and the more important purpose. Notice too that it says procreation and education. The second and less important purpose is the mutual help and friendship that comes with marriage for those that are married. So we see that education of children is a grave obligation. What a child becomes in future, and more important, even his eternal salvation to some extent, depend upon how well he is educated. The book of Proverbs says, "A wise son maketh his father glad, but a foolish son is the sorrow of his mother." We may say then that a proper education means training the spirit as well as the body of the individual. Many books and schools today teach people to be successful in life, to get good jobs, but these do little with regard to the spiritual development of the individual, or even towards proper development of the intellect. Besides the problem of the anti-Christian educational systems which we have today, there is also the possibility that a child will grow up with little or no appreciation of things in ways that are more than just physical. In a world where people grow up surrounded by bright colors and programs and noises, it is necessary to ensure that your children can still look beyond these things. Color books are for children, and the person cannot depend on colorful things all life long. There is need, therefore, for the child to look beyond the physical, or to look at the metaphysical things, as it is called in philosophy. It is important for the young man or woman to know that there is more than just talking about what they watched on TV or where they went for vacation. But how does one educate a child or children? First of all, of course, the child must be taught from an early age to be God-fearing. For as it says in the first chapter of Proverbs, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The best way, of course, is to inculcate in them the love for the liturgy and the Catholic faith. You know, the usual books, the books of the saints and others. But the next important thing to do is a proper training to enable the children to reason properly. And the best way, of course, to do this is to reason as a Catholic. And the best way to reason as a Catholic is to use Catholic Church-approved books that teaches one how to reason. And fortunately, the Catholic Church has approved and established the best way for us. We know that she favors that system of Aristotle as taught by and sanitized by St. Thomas Aquinas. In the seminary, for example, we were taught what is called logic, which essentially deals with the proper method of reasoning. And I was also surprised to discover that there are books that actually teach children how to reason along the same line. And these kind of works simplifies the principle of logic for children, even with the aid of everyday things. It enables the student to improve his power of reasoning. And this work, which ranges from the books for the very young to even books for the mature student, is highly recommended for everyone. And it is useful as a means of damage control for those whose children are in public schools, where they receive many erroneous teachings. It is also useful for those who do homeschooling and would want their children to learn at an early age to reason properly. I was determined to mention this because this work fills a most necessary need, especially in these times. Learning, as we know, is a gradual process. But corruption is also a gradual process. If as parents you do not take the children through the path of proper reasoning, the world will take them through the path of improper reasoning. So I recommend that you get these books, which incidentally is available from some people among you. For a country where the educational system is flexible as it is in America, it is much easier to blend this into the curriculum. For countries like mine, which have more rigid system, it is also important, at least, as a means of correcting the errors taught the children in schools. I hope that you will appreciate this enough to see that it is an important thing in regards to the children's education. As parents, you also should pray not only for your children, but also with your children. Make it a point of duty to pray as a family twice a day. You say the Angelus, of course, as well as other such simple prayers. For if people of the world compete with their children in playing video games, you should do the same with prayers. They will grow up with the habit of prayer, which is essential for their salvation. They should learn to reverence sacred things like crucifixes and the other sacramentals. But one must avoid making them do things merely from habit. I know of somebody who, because the fountain of his church was located right in the middle of the church entrance, was always reminded to make the sign of the cross by the sound of the water that flows from the fountain whenever he passes the entrance of the church. But the problem, however, was that because he was so used to the sound of the water that he got into the habit of making the sound of the cross whenever he passes a fountain, even if it was in front of a different place other than a church. I also know someone who made the sign of the cross whenever he passes even a Protestant church. He says because he was taught to always make the sign of the cross in front of a church. We don't want that kind of mindless actions, but rather we want the children to know why they perform the religious actions. This then are some of the ways that your children can grow to be God-fearing. And by these, they grow to be examples for others to follow. And even if, unfortunately, some fall from the faith, there is a better chance of their return if they have this kind of education. We should not fail to invoke the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our ultimate master. And this master who gave us the precious gift of children and who has also commanded us to suffer little children and forbid them not to come to him, because the kingdom of heaven is for such. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.